Joining me right now, I have one of Australia's finest meteorologists, Martin Babican. Hi, Martin. How are you?
How are you, Shane? All right. Thank you very much. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too. And it's been a while since we've spoken, but we do this on a monthly basis now. And Martin, talk about the longer-term weather throughout this winter and towards the end of the year.
This is very important long-term forecast. I was predicting different conditions last time because there's human intervention in the forecasting, and there's a computer modeling. Human does not interfere with this forecasting. I'm putting it all together, find what we could do, how could we get this weather forecast. And then in the middle of June 2017, the tropical Pacific remains in a linear southern oscillation in neutral state, with sea surface temperature not far from El Nino in the central Pacific and eastern Pacific. But the atmosphere maintains El Nino Southern Oscillation neutral, no La Nina, no El Nino. The collections of latest ENSO product models indicate El Nino neutral, and most likelihood this condition could bring dry conditions towards the winter conditions in Australia. So there's going to be some dry conditions, and because of this neutral conditions too. So Bureau of Meteorology looked at what we're doing, and they have changed from El Nino watch is being cancelled. The word El Nino is cancelled. They put now ENSO neutral for 2017. Right to the end of the year, conditions are being neutral. Models have steadily eased back of El Nino and still indicating increasing chance of warmer, drier than average conditions over Australia over the winter. This is the conditions are predicting. So it's going to be warmer and drier over the winter. The most important elements of weather forecast in winter is now Indian Ocean Dipole. That has changed too. It's neutral now. 3 out of 6 climate models suggesting positive, which positive, I don't like positive. It means positive conditions. It means dry conditions of Australia. While other 3 models are indicating neutral. So there's 50-50 chance between Indian Ocean Dipole. That has changed completely. At one stage, we're going to Indian Ocean Dipole positive. Now it's getting positive half, neutral half, so there's 50-50 chance. The old models, I was looking at how this weather forecast being generated. I was looking at the computer models. Looking at September is a month is going to give us some changes taking place. At September, the neutral conditions are 47%. El Nino is 41%. And then La Nina is 0. November, December, January, the neutral is 43%. El Nino is 42%. December, January, February, the neutral is 45%, and then El Nino is about 39%. So you can see neutral is increasing all the time. And that's the reason the neutral condition is going to be maintained till the end of the year. Conditions are a lot better than what we're predicting at this stage. Still, the chance of rain is not very high at this stage. Thank you very much.
Martin, thank you again for this excellent weather analysis, and we look forward to speaking with you in a month's time. And for more information, you can go to our website, go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.